He was the best of Toms, he was the worst of Toms. Fleet of foot, sleek and solitary, Skilly was a cat among cats, or so he would have been, but for a secret he had carried since his early youth, a secret that caused him to live in hidden shame, avoiding even casual friendship, lest anyone discover, "Skit, cat!" A broom came down hard out of London's cold and fog. Startled, Skilly leapt sideways, and the broom whiffled empty air. The cat, however, refused to scat. He eyed the dead fish, then the broom, calculating the distance between the two. "Off now, you thieving moggy!" the fishmonger shrilled. As if reading his thoughts, she kicked the fish under her stall and cocked the broom for another swing. Angry women with brooms unnerved him. The only encounter Skilly dreaded more was one with Pinch, the terror of Fleet Street. With a flick of his peculiar tail, Skilly turned his back to the fishwife, putting all the disdain he could muster into the sway of his hips. But once he had rounded the corner, he flitted into an alley where he ran its length with darts and dashes. Pausing at the end of the passageway, he surveyed the familiar cobblestones and his spirits lightened. Huddled over her fire on a near corner was the crone who sold roasted chestnuts for a halfpenny. A few paces from her, a boy hawked mulled cider. Down the street, the song of the rag and bone man mingled with the rattle of carriages and the hum of pedestrians. Ah, Fleet Street, Skilly thought. Home to some of the finest eating and drinking in London, the street was a perfect gathering place for scavengers. And down a certain modest court stood a most particular pub, famed as a haunt for London writers, Ye Old Cheshire Cheese. Skilly peered through the gauzy mist. The inn's hanging wooden sign twitched in a swirl of January wind. Skilly shivered and looked longingly toward the cosy tavern. "There has to be a way in," he thought.
"Whatever it is you're thinking, don't," came the warning, followed by a soft, dangerous purr. "Ah, Pinch." Skilly's tone was pleasant, but this outward calm belied the clenching of his stomach. "And a fine day to you."
Cold-blooded and volatile, Pinch was not a cat to be trifled with.
"You can keep your Pinch and your fine day."
His eyes narrowed and the hackles on his ginger-striped shoulders rose in challenge.
"Just mind you keep away from the cheese."
"The cheese?" Skilly asked, unblinking. "What of it?"
"Mice," Pinch said.
"Mice?" Skilly's eyes widened with pretend innocence.
"Aye, mice. The cheese tavern is overrun with 'em."
"Ah,
grandest cheese in England, or so they say. And where there's that manner of cheese, there's mice aplenty."
He paused and gave a pleasurable groan.
"Fat and juicy, plump and round, young and tender."
His nose twitched as though it could already smell a nest of baby mice. "Mice are plenty, you say?" Skilly interrupted.
"The tavern is my home. You hold your distance."
Skilly sat and licked a paw, a token of his indifference. As an added touch, he stroked behind his ear. "I wasn't aware you had a home, Pinch."
"Aye, but I do, and that there's it."
He nodded toward the inn.
"Odd that," said Skilly. "A cosy tavern for a home, and yet here you sit on the icy cobblestones passing the day with the likes of me." "Well, it will be my home soon. You watch and see. The place is ate up with mice, and the master's witless for want of a mouse killer."
"The cheese is looking for a mouser?" A not unpleasant chill danced up Skilly's spine.
"Yes, and I'm it. Cross me and s'help me or rip out you."
But Skilly had dropped the thread of the conversation. A mouser, eh? A plan began to nibble at his mind. A plan of such elegant simplicity, he was amazed he hadn't thought of it before. Stretching lazily, he rose, and with a last twitch of his crooked tail, said, "You are a cat among cats, Pinch, and I thank you."
"For what?"
the ginger cat snarled after him.
"What I do?"
Skilly didn't answer. He was already engrossed in the audacity of a scheme so bold, so cunning, it would surely set him up for the rest of his nine lives.